Okay. As we're holding in part two in Hilchos Yechud, we'll just go a quick chazorah on what we said really last week, just to make it easier for to go with Mamashech and what we're going to say this week, Beit Hashem. Is the most we said as well. We said last week about the Yechud is min hadoru, but right from different Gemaras and Ketushin, Gemaras in there, but Zohar. Gemara is in Sanhedrin, that about the Yichud is min HaTorah. We also said, B'shem Chach Masadam, that Yichud is only Doraita, if you've got one woman and one man. The moment you have more than that, that's already Yichud mid the Rabbanah. Also we said, in order for a person to have a Shiloh of Yichud, there has to be Be'erech 3 Tanoim. Dainu. There are three conditions that one must fulfill, that must be present B'shas Maisa, in order for there to be Yichud. Condition number one, is it has to be a Mokum of Yichud. A Mokum of Yichud means, as we explained by Riches last week, is number one, that the two people have to be tzaman. Dainu, example, if let's say a person walking in Engedi, right? He's walking in, having a big tiyol in a field in the middle of nowhere. Nobody's around. And he sees it's a woman all the way down over there. It's about another Mokum of Yichud. I, there's nobody else there, because you're not tzaman. So one of the tzaman is has to be together. And also, it has to be in a Mokum that's private. A Mokum that's of privacy, that nobody's going to come and disturb your privacy. So maybe when you got those two things, that's considered to be a matzah of Yichud, and we brought Raya's from the Gemara's in Megillah, and all over the place, that Be'etzem we find that Lav Davki Yichud means in a room. It doesn't have to mean in a closed place with a roof and a window and a door. It can also mean in a field and a park, Mashu Gazet. Oh. Condition number two was this month. We said in order for Yichud to apply, it has to be that there is an amount of time that a person is in the Yichud. And we said, what does that mean? So we brought it last time a machlokes between the Imri H, Tamidich San Sofer, and Maril Diskin. And the halacha lemaisa, we're going to be mekatzah now, is the halacha is mipaskin, that if a person is in a matzav, where right now he could remain in this matzav for let's say 2, 3, 4, even 5 minutes, according to Minchas Yitzchak and other poskim, so remaining the yichud is already chal, the haynu is over me'isa from second number one. Because the moment he's in there, as long as he can be mamish, as long as he can continue in that matzav, so remaining the blood is yichud even now. Masha Enke, if he's in a matzav, where right now he's worried that a couple of minutes, or maybe even less than that, someone's going to disturb, someone's going to come in, someone's going to look. So, Mali, he's not in a matzah of Yechud Bechlal. It has to be, you're in a matzah where people, where nobody's going to see you Bechlal, and no one knows what's going on over there. And the last one we said is with who? Yechud only applies, and as we explained last time, it applies, no nafkamina, whether it's an old person, or it's a young person, and no nafkamina in a goy, no nafkamina in a yid, everyone is going to be asa. Right? We said there are some people that are mutter, for example, a person's mother, his grandmother, his great-grandmother, so on and so forth, who are din, grandfather, great-grandfather, b'chule, and also brother and sister, we explained last time, is be'esem mutter in yichud, right, the anshik nesa gedola, have removed the taiva, is for brother and sister. So maybe a person's allowed to have yichud, brother and sister, except it cannot be done on a mokum kavua. It has to be only in a mokum arai. The hainu, some poskim can say 30 days, other poskim can say even less than that. That's what we already explained last time. As a mele, we also explained the person is allowed to have yichud with someone and also with someone else. The hainu, if a person is allowed to have yichud with his mother, he's also allowed to be in yichud with somebody else. And we'll explain that based on Shem Barichas today with the halachas of Shoyman. Now, we left off last time, as we're going to start Be'ez Hashem today, all the Hetayim of Yichud. And we left off last time with three exceptions to the following Hetayim. We have the five Hetayim of Yichud that we're going to explain Be'ez Hashem today. There are three exceptions to these rules. And as we're going to explain them through the Hetayim, we'll say, does that apply to this, does it apply to that? So we'll make it easier, we'll just explain what the terms mean now. One term we said was already, Liboy Gaspar. Liboy Gaspar is the pshat that a person is haimish together, right? The Aruch Shulchan says, a person you grew up together, you have a cousin, you have something like this, so you're haimish together. So many of your haimish were more worried about them, and maybe you lost a lot of the Hetayim in Yichud. That's number, exception number one. Exception number two is what we call an Iskur Noshik. Iskim Noshim is the pshat, somebody that deals, number one, in women in Yonim, and also together with women, right? Like we discussed after the shiur with a few people, what would be the case if a person deals with women in Yonim? The idea, let's say he deals in jewelry, but no woman ever comes to him to buy jewelry, only the men come, only the manufacturers or the wholesalers, they come to him, he's not considered to be an Iskim Noshim. Iskim Noshim, the pshat, he deals mamish with women, then maybe he lost a lot of the Hetayim of Yichud, as we will explain, and the last one was a poet. A poet, as we said, as somebody, and then we can explain when it's a geir, yes, a poet, not a poet, a kosher, of a poet is somebody that's not 100% moral. He's not 100%. He's not mamish the Haimisha, upstanding Orthodox Jew, right? Someone like that, the Etzem, is going to be more choshed on these inyonim when it comes to Arayis, especially if he's involved in inyoni Arayis, as we explained yesterday, last time, from Ravosna in Shevet Halevi in Chelikev. He said that Ravosna holds that if somebody is busy with watching television or he goes to movies and all these Zachans, Ravosna clawed the truth that he's about to consider the post. And I didn't mention last time, I have to mention, very important, Ravin Yashiv says, in Kin, you're going to have a major Shaila. Because the fear of Ozma, what's going to happen in this country? Let's take an example. You're going to get a Freya Yid in this country, right? And they come to fix the gas, and they come to, you know, to fix all sorts of things in your house. And often you get a couple of them coming together. Are you going to consider them to be a porous? Because if you're going to consider them to be a porous, you're going to lose a lot of their ten. So says Rabbi Lashem, no. It has to be that they understand and they know the Choymer HaIssa. The Hainu, when we're dealing with people that know it's Osa, and they understand it's Osa, and about peeking they do it, these people are considered to be a poet. Or for someone that grew up, and he Bechalal doesn't even know that these things are Osa, or he doesn't even know it's Osa, he doesn't even know the Choymer Inyan, and so maybe he's not considered to be a poet. So the most you see, but at least from Rabbi Yashiv, it's not so posh to be everyone is considered to be in the category of a poet. Okay, so let's go to Ma'aseh Be'ez Hashem. We have, I think, 5 Heterim we're going to speak out, but just as a Hagdomah, just to mention, very important, when we discuss these Heterim, so you have to know one thing, as you're going to see, a lot of the Heterim are Machloikasim and Machloikasim and Machloikasim. So the main that comes out when Hilchas Yichud, when you have Aksa Shaila, and we hope if you have time afterwards, the Ma'aseh, if anyone wants to stay, we'll try to go through some of the most Shchiach cases of Yichud and explain what are the problems and what are the Heterim a person can use. But you'll see, the Ma'aseh, when it comes to Yichud, very, very important that we're dealing with a lot of Tzirufim. And you'll often find the Rabbanim, if you ask them a Shaila of Yichud, they'll tell you, oh, you've got one Tziruf of this, and you're Yichud another Tziruf of this, and made it to Zama, we can be Makel. Ba'etzem, that's what Yichud is made up of. No, very rarely do you have a case where Yichud is mutin gansen lechatchil lekule yalma because of one reason. Often we'll take a tzirufim of a few things together and we'll be making. That's why Abad Rabbi said a person has to know. From Nishu'um, it's very, very, very difficult to come out with halacha lemaisa klah in every single case and paskin your own anochas Yichud. Right? It's not much not fair because you see every situation is different, depends if you're dealing with or not. So, Mela, Avadu and Ashari comes up with both sides, you have to consult your local Orthodox rabbi. Oh, but we're just going to just you say the clothing just to a person to understand what's considered to be a shy. Okay. Heter number one of both sides. Heter number one. What if you have more than one man or more than one woman? Is there a Mishnah in Kiddushin that fame advice? The Mishnah in Kiddushin says that you're allowed. Two men are allowed to have yichud with one woman. As I state in Mishnah. What's the pshat? So Rashi's looked over there. Rashi's looked on the Mishnah. When you have two men, each one is embarrassed from the other one. It's not Lashon Me'iri. The Me'iri says differently. The Me'iri says that when you have two men, see, each one is a shomer on the other one. That's Lashon Me'iri over there. And then the halacha is that's we pass from the halacha lebaisa. It's brought down the Shulchan Aruch Ramah, you know, in Ebene Ezra Simchot Beis. That when you have two men and one woman, it's mutter. However, it has to be very important that the two men are kosher eden. That's tonight number one. And tonight number two, it has to be during the day. When you have a case of two kosher eden coming to the house during the day, then lemaisa it's going to be mutter. Right? It's going to be mutter. And this is a very, very nishkeh situation when you have a woman in the house and she's by herself, there's no kids, there's no husband over there, the husband's at work, he's in Golil, and the men of the two of the workers come in to check the gas or to sort out the leak or to sort out something else. And they're basically kosher yidin. So that's the case, there's absolutely no shaila of yichud b'chla. But they're kosher yidin. So mainly we're paskin alocha it's mutter. Who are they? Even if they're libo gaspo. Even if they come all the time, the mamma's bekviyas. Depending on that, how are you doing? How's the kids? Mamma's first name terms, even libo gaspo b'etzem will be mutter over here. A goy will be osa. Two goyim and one woman. Are probably going to be osa, right? You have to know something when it comes to goyim, as we'll see. We're not going to have time to go through every single prat of the difference between a goy and a yid. Or but be'etzem, by goyim, we don't have the same heterim as we have by yidin, right? I mean, just a look. I remember a few weeks ago I was asked to give a shiur in the Tanya. No shul over there. No, so I went to give a shiur, and then I spoke about the inyan of goyim and yidin. How we have to not mix with them. We have to become our own people, not always looking at the goyim. And a guy came over to me afterwards. He says, Rabbi, I disagree with everything you said. I personally, I work with goyim. They're very nice people. But they're nice people, they're charitable. What's the problem? Well, you make out like, you know, ooh, the worst thing, you know, comparing to Mitzrayim, they're good people. I said, let me tell you something. If you go through the history of Klal Yisrael, right, all the way, and you can really look at the Nesiv and Parashat Shemos, where it talks about Yochem Melech Hodosh, and you look at the 1939 by the Nazis, you see what went on when the Yidden had a kesher to the Goyim, you see the mice go to the endless over there. So I told him, look in Klal Yisrael, in the Hanami, you have to treat the Goyim with respect, of a Be'etzem. It's a Goyim. And you have to realize Klal Yisrael is Batil. Klal Yisrael is different. As a maybe you see by Hilchos Yichud, we're not going to find the same heterium like we're going to see by Ishtar Imoy, like we're going to see by Baal Be'i, Pesach Rasuch even maybe. As a maybe a lot of that heterium we're not going to find by Goy. So here's the number one of my side. If you've got two men, kosher. During the day, mutter. Number two, what if you have many women? What if you have many women? Is that going to be make a lot? So it's not a Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Be'etzim, if you have one man and two women, it's about they're going to be Asa. That's what I'm saying, Mishnah. Comes along Rashi, and Rashi says, oh good, in a Hanami. If you have two women with one man, that's about they're going to be awesome. But if you have three or four, says Rashi, oh, says Rashi, that's going to be mutter. That's going to be mutter. So you state in Rashi, what's the pshat? The Rosh over there is Masbid. Zub the Rosh, once you have more than two women, so women speak. And you're worried that when there's more than two, some of the word's going to get out, and eventually everyone's going to hear what happened. So maybe the person's posh, is careful not to do anything. As well as Rosh Tate and Rosh over there. Tosfos comes along, and Tosfos says, no. Tosfos is not machalik between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 100. Absolutely no chalik machal. As a man of Tosfos paskins, and as a man of paskins, other rishonim also, when you have 100 women, it's also going to be awesome. And the man said, that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, how do we paskin the halacha? Is a person allowed to be in Yichud with more than two or even three women? So Be'etzem, there's a Ramah. And the Ramah says, Yesh Matirin, that a person is allowed to be in Yichud, a man, with three women. As I state in the Ramah, B'Shem Yesh Mufarshim, Yesh Ayu. Obel HaMaisa, Ezra Marasham, B'Shem Talevi, Ramosha, they all tie in that Be'etzem Lachatzchila, we don't pass in this way. Lachatzchila, it's also for a man to be in Yichud with three women, 100%. Aber, in Masu Shatatzchak, Mashukazeh, then a Maisa can be maker in such a situation because at the end of the day the Ramah did mention it, and a Maisa, a person can be maker as well. Okay, next. Heta number two. That was Heta number one. Heta number two. Baal of Be'ir, right? Big Heta that everybody knows. It's not Heta Baal of Be'ir. Now we'll see the Maisa, how much it applies. It's a Gemara in Kedushin Dapay Aleph. And the Gemara says Mufurish. Baal of Be'ir in Choshishim Mishum Yichot. That's the Lashon of Gemara over there in Pay Aleph. What's the Pshat? Rashi says over there, off the blast. Rashi says, Gavaldik, that when you have Baal of Be'ir, it's not mutter, it just gets you off the malchus. Right? That's the mice of what Rashi says. It's not mutter no chatzchil, it's bad or not. You're just not going to get malchus. Tosfos comes along and says, Tosfos, hold on a minute. What's Chan Rashi? Is there also the Gemara? The Gemara in Mufurish, right after that Gemara in Kedushin Pe Aleph, brings the Maisa Shehoya Rabibi and Rabbi Yossi. We explained the Maisa last time, right? What happened over there? He said, do me a favor, this woman over there, take away the ladder so she can't come, right? So they asked him, what do you mean? Baala Be'e, Baala Be'e's Mutter. He said, no. I'm Gaspar. I'm Gaspar. We'll see in a minute what that Nafkamina has to us. Fectoisters, I don't understand. If you're telling me, like Rashi, that it's Taka Asa, meaning Lechatzchilim, it's Asa. So why is the Gemara asking over there, Baal HaBe'ir? What do you mean? It's Asa anyway. Teretz is of Tosfos, it's 100% Mutter Lechatzchilim. And as I pass through the Tosfos, and anybody that's writing it down, as I pass through the Rambam, the Smag, and the Torah, the Me'iri, the Kolb, the Marashah, the Radbaz, the Preacher, the Taz, the Grob, the Chavetz Chaim, the Chulim, they all pass in the Halacha, that a person is allowed Lechatzchilim to have a Massive of Yichud, a man and a woman, as long as there's Baal of Be'ir. As long as there's Baal of Be'ir. Now, there are Achronim, the Beis Shlomo, for example, this guy, Beis Shmuel, Chalkos Mechoykik, another Achronim, they want to be Machmir to Shitas Rashi, and they pass in the Chatzchila, a person should not have Yichud, even when you've got a massive of Baal of Be'ir. The Chochmas Odom, for example, says, by a Doraisa, one on one, you should be Machmir. By a Dorabonon, Kizicha be Mekel. It's not Shabina Rav and David Mishorim, it's not Chazanish, it's not Shevet Halevi. They all paskin the halacha, the maisi, the chatchila. It's 100% mutter for a person to have yichud, Baal HaBe'ir. Baal HaBe'ir works, we paskin again in the Shabina Rav and Marisham. I'm sorry, David Mishorim, and they paskin Shevet Halevi, and they paskin Chazanish. Okay. Now, the big shine over here when it comes to Baal HaBe'ir is why does it help? What is the reason why Baal HaBe'ir helps? And we're going to see a tremendous lahalacha la maisa nafkamina. Zug Rashi. What's the pshat Baal HaBe'ir? Zug Rashi pshat. When you have Baal HaBe'ir, so she's worried, maybe any minute he's going to come home. So any minute he's going to come home, she's going to be showing herself. Im Kain, Rashi learns that the whole heter of Baal Ovi'ir is dafka if she's worried. Oh, as I learned in Rashi. Comes along the Chidah. And there's also the Chazon Ish. They learn a whole different pshat. The Chazon Ish learns that the heter of Baal Ovi'ir is not because she's scared that someone's going to come in. It is a natural tivizik azat of the Chazon Ish. Rav Yaakov also speaks about the same night, same mahalach, that a woman, again, the chidah, that a woman has a natural pachad, a natural fear, when her husband's in the city, she's worried, right? What's the grace of nafkamina? Mudik nafkamina. Let's get nafkamina number one. How about if you have New York City? New York City is huge. He's on the other side of New York City. There's no way he can get back for 2 hours. So what are you going to say? Bishlo min afi Rashi. So Baal is going to be asa, because lemaisa the whole heter Baal Ovi'ir is when the chashash that she's going to come back, and he's going to come back. Or but lemaisa he can't. Or but lefi chazon ish, lefi chidah is going to come out to be a moedik kula. Because even if he's on the other side of New York City, lemaisa a woman has a pachat. He's in the city. It's lemela. It's going to be mutar. That's nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two. How about if the woman goes somewhere where the husband doesn't even know where she is? He's learning in Kailo, and she's going to this shop, and she's going to this office, and this places. He has no idea where she is, Bechlal, right? So if this Shitas Rashi is going to come out to be, there's no Heter Baal Ovi'ir, because Lemaisa, there's no Pachad anymore, because he can't come in. Oh, but the Chidah, and the Chazon Ish, it's going to come out to be Mutla. Why? Because there's a natural Pachad. Remember, how do we paskin in this unbelievable Machlekes? So there are most Poskim, the Etzema Machlekes here. Most Poskim over here hold that we don't paskin as Obi the Chazon Ish, and that's the Maisa of Moshe paskin this way, Rabbi Yashar, the Shevet HaLevi, the Rabbi Scheinberg Shlita, there's the Chavetz Chaim, the Yisrael that paskin this way. As a Mele, we cannot be Makel like this Chazon Ish. However, the Maisa, there are Poskim that go with the Chazon Ish. So we normally say, if you've got another Tziruf, and we'll see all the other Tzirufim, Yizrcha could be Makel for this situation. Right? So again, we're going to say, it has to be in a matzav where it could be that he'll come home. Right? So it depends. If he's going to work, he starts as that, doesn't come home in the middle of the day. Right? Kolo, don't know. Then depends on the type of Kolo maybe you're learning. Oh, but Be'ezim, you have to know the Matzias. You push out to know the Matzias. Whether or not he's going to come home, whether he's not going to come home. I'll give you another example, yeah? He calls up. The husband calls, he's at a chasana. And you hear the noise of the band in the background. Zicha, he's at the chasana. He can't come home for another half an hour. So she knows he's not coming home. Who had been? He calls from Kolo, or calls from the office, and you see the caller ID. You see, Mamash, the numbers are coming up on the office. The numbers are coming up on the yeshiva. So you know, he's Zicha over there. He's Zicha, can't come home for 20 minutes. So really, you lost the heter. If you most preskim, you lost the heter of Baal Ovi'ir. Because the Mamash, if you know Vada 100%, that he's not going to come home, this is what I'm saying. Shev, that lady, Rav Moshe, Rav Scheinberg, and other preskim diner, that we don't go with them. Halach of the Chazon Ish again. In a matter of Tzirufim, we can be Makel the Chazon Ish. And that is, in any situation, we can be Makel. Now, there's an interesting Shal Ezer. What happens if the husband gives permission for his wife to be in Yichud? What's up the case? Very simple, very simple. He leaves the kollel in the morning, and there's a worker there, right? One worker standing there doing the plumbing. So he's leaving, and he's giving permission for his wife to be in Yichud. Or give another case, a doctor, right? Your wife tells you she's going to go to the doctor. She's a command doctor. Oh. So Mela, you've given her permission. You told her to go. Mabaya, what's the problem? What's the whole shaila? What's the heter of Baal Ovi'ir? The heter is that she's worried he's going to come in. And if he's going to come in, he's going to say, what's going on in here? Oh, but Zul the Chachmas Adam, hold on, make a chesed. If he comes in and he gave you permission to be in Yichud, he let the plumber be in the house by himself, he let you go to the doctor. So if he comes in, is he going to say anything's wrong? Is he going to say anything suspicious? About the nisht. So the Chochmas Adam, there's no heter or Baal Ovi'ir in such a situation. Now, both say, in Cain, we've lost a lot of it too. Because every single time a person goes to Kolo, goes to work, and he leaves over there a worker, or he knows a worker's coming, or he lets his wife go to the doctor, wherever it may be, so he lost all the heter of Baal Ovi'ir. As they pass over there in the Chochmas Adam. As they pass in the Hamakne, as they pass in the Chavetz Chaim, in the Chisrael. So maybe we lost a lot of heter. Now, La Locha, Baruch Hashem, I found the Maisa, we don't pass in this way. We don't have to be choshed if this Chochmas Adam is Da'a Radvaz. The Radvaz, Murdika Radvaz, we're going to bring this Radvaz later on also. The Radvaz talks about a case of women who are working in a mokim of goyim and putzim ishmaelim over there. But just say he goes to a list of a tamim that would work, and he says one of the tamim is baal pe'e. And the ma'is, what it comes out from there? If the Radbaz is telling me that a woman's going to work and she has a het of baal pe'e, so what does it mean? It means that even if he knows where she is, we still have a heter of baal pe'e. And that's l'maisa the psak from the Biyatzim. The Chazon Ish passing that way, it should be Nirom, the Mishorim passing that way, as the main of most poskim come out, that a person can be makel, and that even if the husband gives rishus and knows she's in Yichud, the Maisa, there's still a heter of Baal HaBe'ir. Now, when it comes to cars, it's an Andra Shaila Bechlal. Because the cars of the poskim, we'll see exactly what gedder a car has, right? It's a Shaila of Yichud or not Yichud. But let's see how the case of Yichud. It's almost in the middle of the night, there's nothing going on over there. So the Maisa, it's of the poskim over there, there's no heter of Baal HaBe'ir over there. Because a car is looked upon as a whole different place. A car is looked upon as ki'ilu, a whole different city. And if she's in a different city, she has no heter, baal pe'ir, abuzuk rebel yashiv. How about the husband knows the number of the company of the taxis? That's the case. So he could call up at any time, find out which street he's on, and there's a pachad over there. So that would be a sickle makel. If you have a matzav yichud in a car, we'll explain when there could be matzav yichud in a car. So then you have to know there's no heter, you cannot use the heter of baal pe'ir in a car. Okay. Let me go back. In the heter of baal pe'ir, what does it mean it is? It's not Ezim Mekredish. Ezim Mekredish from Buchach. He tells Chazal will never machalik. Chazal came along and said, Baal of the ear, as no nafgamina bachlal, how big the ear is. Of a Zuk Ramosha, Zuk Shevet Halevi. If you have international Ramosha, New York City is huge. Are you going to tell me that when I have a woman in one side and a man on the other side, there's Baal of the ear, Abadanisht? And in Stom, he's going with the Mahalach, like we said before. It has to be that there's a chance that they're going to come back. Abba PK, as Dog Poiskim. Hold on. The Maisa Baal of the ear is Baal of the ear. Chazal will never machalik. Look at the Gemara, look at the Rishonim. There's no chalik machalik Baal of the ear. How big the ear is, how small the ear is. As a main, the Taina, it's the Maisa going to be Mutter, from his Amun passing this way, the Chazon Ish passing this way, that a person can sometimes be makel, even if it's a huge city, but we have a head of Baal of the ear, as a main is Baal of the ear. Now you have to know, how about if the man is in a different ear, right? And the Maisa is very close by, let's say Beit Shemesh, right? He's in Yerushalayim, and you've got somebody who's in Beit Shemesh. Now, it's not so far to get from Beit Shemesh to Yerushalayim. The care, they could take you something the same amount of time as going from one part of Yerushalayim to another part of Yerushalayim. Or, but Zohar Abba Pekin, Zohar Abba Yashav, Lemaisa, it's a different city. If it's a different city, as a man, it's awesome. Okay. Who I did, I asked Rabbi Zohar Obach one time, what about a case like this? How about if she doesn't know that Lemaisa is in the city? At the time he travels, he goes here, sometimes he goes to Kodal there, he goes over there, he teaches, he goes back and forth, because he doesn't know where she is. She doesn't know where he is, Bachlal. He doesn't know if he's in Yerushalayim, or is he not in Yerushalayim? So he told me like this, if she has a suffix, he could come back, right? So maybe he has a suffix, she could come back, that would be mutter. Okay, let me get back to him. One last thing before we move on to the next heter is Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Haskoma, to the Sefer Tzvah Locha, writes a Mordi Kizach. Zuk Rav Shlomo Zalman a Mordi Kizach. He times when you have a woman at home, this woman is at home, a worker comes in, and the worker comes in to do some work, it's a matzav of yichud. So Zuk Rav Shlomo Zalman, I checked this with the Heilige Zinu of Israel Obach, that the Maisa, the woman, is mechuyev to tell the husband, to tell the man, by the way, my baal of the ear. Because if you don't, it's a shalim aside v'adayra. Because he thinks he's doing an issa, he doesn't know he has a heter, he doesn't know baal of his be'ir. And maybe he thinks it's a matzav of yichud, but not if he thinks so or not. Of a Zuk Rav Shlomo Zalman, a chiddush god. Again? Matzav of kamina. He's still asa. Matzav of kamina, he's still asa. Matzav of kamina, what way he's holding? Is it asa or is it mutter? It's about it, it's asa. You look in that gomma, again. What, he's going to think, oh, you hoisted me? Yeah. I discussed his bummer with Israel, what his father held about that. Yeah. So, Apopikin said, isn't it Issa? He said, I'm really sorry, you should just know, it's not Issum, it's not Halachas. And he's been nicely that I understand, there's no problem, Bechal. I avoid you, you're even in Sandra Avera, it's much worse. Much worse. You have to tell, you have to tell them. Again? Sandra Avera. You're helping him doing an Avera, because he thinks he's doing an Issa. You know, it's Ayn Issu over there, and Chazit. Okay, let me go and bite her. Baal of Eir. Bite in the head of Baal of Eir. The Gemara tells us, Kedushin Peyalef, that Baal of the Ear only works not by Gaspar. The moment you have someone that's Gaspar, there's no Heter Bechlal of Baal of the Ear. I mean, explain Gaspar means, if it's a Heimishkeit, you feel you know each other, your first time terms, your cousins, your long time friends, whatever it may be. Liber Gaspar is also Zepath from Rambam, Zepath from the Shulchan Aruch also. Now, the shine is why Liber Gaspar is more of a problem. So the Chidah says that the reason why the begas is more of a problem is talking about more chayshish. A person more chayshish for a person. The begas for is more heimish. He's more heimish. About the more chayshish. So you stay in the Chidah. It's not the Chazanish. The Chazanish learns what's the reason why the begas for is worse. So the Chazanish poshut. The husband comes home and he sees yichud going on, right, with a woman and her brother-in-law, her father-in-law, right? Is he going to think anything is a problem about the nisht? As Ramela, if we're not worried that the husband's going to think anything, there's more of a matzav of yichud. Because the meisa, the husband's not going to think anything bad. Oh. Now, if that's the case, we've got a very big problem over here. Because a woman that's in the house, and a father-in-law comes to get something, matzav of yichud. A brother-in-law comes to get something, matzav of yichud. A man's at home, and his niece comes to get something. His sister-in-law comes to get something. A mother-in-law comes, mamash, matzav of yichud. There's no heter balo be'ir b'chal. It's not going to help you by gaspo. However, there's one heter, the meisa is saw in his ba'alocha. So the chayin kinesk also passed in this way. And then there's a zoi. If you have the husband, he looks down be'ir. He's right nearby. He went to the makolet to get a drink. Or he went up downstairs to get the post from downstairs. In other words, the mamish in a minute or two he's coming back. Then you have a heter of bala be'e, even by gaspo. Even what's by gaspo. Because there's doimet ishtay imoy, we'll get to this theme in a minute. Oh, but etzim, if you have a woman that's at home, again? Pesach Shul could be another heter. We'll get to Pesach Shul. There's no Pesach Shul, the door's mamish locked. Oh, and it depends on the matzav. It's a chesed should be involved. We'll get to that in a minute. It depends on the matzav. Depends on the situation. Okay. If he's not coming back, then you haven't got a heter balabeir because it's gaspah. Again. And he's not going to come back. That's balabeir. Let's come back to ready bag of balabeir. Again. Next door mamish. Next room. Oh, and that's what I mean. Yeah, that's that'll be good. That'll be good. That's keen like Imoy. That's keen like Ishta Imoy. Ishta Imoy is how we'll see in a minute when Ishta Imoy helps. Yeah, again, that's a heter balavir. Balavir is that he could come home. We're giving a heter now that it doesn't work by gaspar, but in a case where his mum is basically going to come home, we could be even more maker than we can say even by gaspar works. Again, if he's not coming home, it's balavir. Like, no, that's good, that's exactly the heter balei, that's what Rashi says. He might come home. No, if he's going to come home, no, because next door is Mamish Ishta Imoy. Mamish is him Shkuna. He's not the same house. No, but there's a certain thing when you're so close that there's no Yechud. Right? We'll see in a minute by Ishta Imoy. We'll see the Hagdor by Ishta Imoy. It's Mamish the same thing over here. That's what I'm explaining. Again? I'm explaining here about the note. About the note.
Even though it's right next door.
It's not right next door. No, it's not right next door. Next door means next door Mamish. That's what I asked him. Is it next door Mamish? Next door house. So he said, next door house. Not in over here. Shul's not going to help you. Balabi. Ishtabi, we'll get to. One by one. I like to try to get the Sudra over here. Otherwise, it gets confusing for me. Oh, he's about to come home any minute from Kodor. Oh, he's about to come. That's about the good. He's about to come home. That's the head of Ishta Ima, which we're going to explain in a minute. He's about to come home, and even my Gaspar will help you. Okay, let me get back to. Now, with the goy, it's about not going to help you. What does that mean? I sent Rav Zul Obach to ask a shver, Rav Eliashiv Shlita, what's the halacha? This is very, very negaya. Let's say a man is at home with the cleaner, right? And the cleaner is a goy, and she has her baal be'ir, right? Her husband works twice in one of the shops nearby. What's the halacha over there? So I asked Rabbi Zudim if he ever asked the Shver. Ask Rabbi Lashem. What's Rabbi Lashem Paskin over there? He told me, Chloe, he came back to me this week. He told me about Rabbi Lashem Paskin. It's Asa Gomel. There is no heter of Balo Be'ir by a goy. I found afterwards the Gemara in it, but the Zohar Lamed. Hey, the Paskin, the halacha, Balo Be'ir doesn't help by a goy. However, the other way around, that means, if you've got a goyish man with a Yiddish woman, and this Yiddish woman has her husband in the air, then about that's a good enough shmira. That's good enough lemaisa. Some boys got a bit more chalik and worried about onus and whatever, but by etzem about gal of the air you can be making. Okay, that's heter number two. Heter number three, by side, ishtoi imoy. Right. So again, we know from now that a husband, yeah, can save the wife from being in yichud. Why? She's worried he's going to come in. Does it work the other way round? How about if the husband, the man, is in yichud and his wife is around? Is that going to help us not? So we can tie in the bay portion. The fish eaters, Rashi, that lump chat over there, is what was the chashash of Baal over here? Any minute he's going to come in. And so maybe what's the same thing over here? The same thing over here? If the husband's in Yehud, he's worried maybe his wife's going to come in. Oh, but if you learn like the Chazanish, and the Chazanish learned as a natural pachad, as a minute, could be doesn't apply to the man b'chlau. So what's the halacha with Ishtar Imun? So the Maestro again, is the Mishnah in Kedushin, that payment base. The Mishnah says that a person is allowed to have yichud if ishtoi imoy. As I stay over there in Mishnah, as I pass over there in the Ramban, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch. The Shaila is what happens if he's sleeping, if she's sleeping, right? You're in the house, your wife is sleeping, and then a sister-in-law comes in to borrow something. Masav of yichud, ayu ishtoi imoy, zug the poiskim, ishtoi imoy helps. Even if she's sleeping, what's the pshat? The lashon of Meiri, Meirudik Meiri. The Meiri says, what's the reason why Ishtei Imei helps even if she's sleeping? Because a woman that knows there's yichud going on, she doesn't sleep so good. She always keeps up her eye out, ear out. It's by Ezra Mekodesh or Butchach. The only thing Ezra Mekodesh looked over there, Meirudik. He says that when a wife knows there's yichud going on with her husband, she pretends to be asleep. Really, she's having way. Rabbi says the Butchach says that Zodach. And Eben Ezra says it. The main that what? Zut Ravazda, shave the lady chelik hay. Amazing chiddush. How about if a woman takes a sleeping pill? She takes a sleeping pill to go to sleep. She's sleeping, she's flat out. No chance of her waking up bachlal. Now what happens is, I'm in the house, and my sister-in-law comes in to get something from the fridge. So what's a yichud? It's not going to help you, Ishtei Imoy. She could be the next room mamish. And the Zut Ravazda, about she took a sleeping pill. Oh, that's too bad. She's rather not imoy, and we maybe got no head of yichud bechalat. Again, Rabbi said, we are going to see that our other head team, a person can be make up as a pesuah, and with the other zakhan, of a klape balo be'ekape imoy, she's the imoy, it's not going to help you bechalat. Okay. She knows what? She took a sleeping pill, doesn't go bechalat. Ah, if she can be make up there also. Maybe be chedesh. She's not in the place to say, can be make up there also. Even if she doesn't know. She bets him. Okay. It's a natural thing, it seems, from Ezer Kodesh. Now, the mindset says, right. What does it mean, imoy? What does it mean, imoy? Imoy does not dafka mean that she's in the same room. Even if she went to the makolet for a minute, be kiddush over the side. She went to the makolet for mamish for 2 minutes to buy a bag of milk, and she's going to be back, and I'm in the house. And if someone comes in, a kiddush comes in, so maybe it's a matzah of yichud, but my wife's about to come back any minute, that's called ishtei imoy. Right, now dafka, she has to be mamish. Imoy, she could be in the round area. If she's not coming back anytime soon, then above you've got no heter of ishtei imoy. Okay. No, but she could, you don't know how long it will take. Maybe another one will be opened up, she'll get in the first one, she'll come back straight away. No, that's for the Ishtei Imoy. Okay. Yeah. Actually, she's basically coming home very soon. She went to buy a bag of milk, coming straight back. How does it take? No, like, forget if she went shopping somewhere else. Oh, but then, yeah, woman goes shopping, hello. It's a long time. Okay. Let me go back there. Iskum Noshim. Very, very negative for people that sell things in their house, right? Let's say jewelry sellers in their house, right? Discussed it with someone last week. He sells jewelry in his house. What happens? Women come in. He's called the Iskim Noshim. Iskim Noshim, Paskin's Placeless, Paskin's the Marichal, Paskin's the Going, Paskin's the Taz, doesn't help even Ishtei Imoy. That means you can have your wife standing next to you. You're with someone who works with women, it doesn't work. L'maisala locha, we pass it to be makel. We pass it to be rovi shenim and achoinim. That iskim noshim does help, even ishtei imoy. And the maybe that person can be makel with that. Who has in Rabbi said, a person is liboy gaspo. Right? A person is liboy gaspo with a person. For example, your sister-in-law comes in to get something, you're liboy gaspo with her. And then maybe if you're liboy gaspo with her, is it going to help you ishtei imoy? L'maisala with the postkin, it still helps ishtei imoy. Goy doesn't help. If you're in the house with a kosher cleaner, it's not going to help that your wife is down over there. Ishtei Imoy doesn't help by a goy. Oh, they stayed over there in the place. Okay. Better mitzvah gemara in Abedazar. Okay. Now we're going back to Heta, I'm really holding. Heta number four, Rabbi Yisai. Heta number four. Pesach v'suach l'rishus harabim. Right? This is the big heta that everybody knows. Pesach v'suach l'rishus harabim. Again, gemara, kedushin, payala, pomadala, that says mufurish. Pesach v'suach l'rishus harabim. So the gemara, ein choshishim l'shum yichud. Absolutely no chashash. What's the pshat? What's the reason why, when you have a Pesach v'suach, whatever that means, l'rishus harabim, there's no yichud? Zug the Rashba. Zug the Rashba pshat. What's the reason? It's like Baal HaBe'i. Just like Baal HaBe'i. I'm choshish. I'm worried that any minute somebody could come in. So really, here's the same thing. I've got a door open, whatever that means. I'm worried that somebody can look in, somebody can come in, and maybe it stops the whole thing. Oh, but it's not a Tosfos HaRosh. Maybe it's a Tosfos HaRosh. Zug the Tosfos HaRosh. You know the reason why Pesach B'Suach is Mutar? Tell you Gavaldik. There's no Yichud B'Chla. What's Yichud? Yichud means a massive of seclusion, a massive of privacy. Oh, but the moment you have a Pesach B'Suach, B'Suach HaRabim, it's privacy. It's completely not private bachal. Maybe there's no yichud. If there's no yichud, we'll see there's gewaldige kulas over here that we have. Maybe even not by other places. Because there's no yichud bachal. Again? As a minute, could be makel. Oh, so yichud. No. The shayla is how many people do you need for it to be considered to be Rishus HaRabim? Any minute somebody could come in? We'll explain what it means. No, Shabbat means anybody can come in. Okay, it doesn't have to mean there has to be 400,000, 600,000 people. Anybody can come in. Okay. Now, if that's the case, the etzem, we have to explain two things. Number one, there's a case of Pesach for Surah Shabbat by a door. There's also Pesach for Surah Shabbat by a window. Let's go number one, a door. What's the halacha with the door? So it's not a Rashba. The Rashba says in Chedik Adav Beish Nalev, says the Rashba Gavaldik. He means the Yerushalmi. He means Yerushalmi that says over there, how about if you have a door? This door is closed, but it's unlocked. Zug the Rashba, B'shem Yerushalmi, there's no Yechud Bechal. That's considered to be Pesach, B'suach, B'shus, Rabbim. Why? The door's closed, but it's unlocked. Comes along with the Egan Simon Sadik Tez. And it's also a base may who be a tshuva. Can't be! Because with the Egan, this cannot be. Why not? Because look at the Lashon, Pesach, Pesuach. Pesuach means it's open. Zug with Kide Eger, Zug Paskin's also the Avnei Nezer, Zug Paskin's the Beis Meir. That Pesach, Pesuach, Moshe Rabbim is the Pshat, that it's open. I'll tell me, the Rashba, Zug Kegel Moedig, Zug Kegel, no. Toyus, Seifrim. It's a mistake. What's a mistake? It was a mistake in the Rashba, and the Meir Paskin, Kide Eger, and the Beis Meir, that Pesach, Pesuach, Moshe Rabbim means open mamish, not closed and unlocked. Obez Dor, Red Vaz. The Radvaz says no, and he brings down this Rashba, and he doesn't say the word Tzoy Soifim. In Kain Zug the Poiskim, and I'll give you a list in a second, that holds the halacha of the Maisa, that when we say Pesach Pesuach Lashus HaRabim, we don't mean open mamish. We mean it's closed, but unlocked. As long as it's unlocked, it's considered to be Pesach Pesuach Lashus HaRabim. And that's the Maisa, the Pesach Lashus HaRabim. Again? They could come in. They could just open it and come in. That's good enough. Oh, one. We'll get there. Bow. As the many of us say, again, anyone who's writing it down, it's not about Ben Yonah, the Mabit, the Ben Yonah, the Marisham, it's not about Chaznish, the Mishom, it's the Mekudit, Chochm Sodom, because Moshe, or Chashukhan, or Sameh, the Stifles, he said, yes, there are many more Poishkim that hold, that we packed in our locker, and as long as the door is closed and unlocked, that's called Pesach, Pesuach, Rishus HaRabim. So, respect the Oilem, the Oilem Fetch, the Poshet HaKasha, Bizman name is Nishazoi. Bizman name is people are very polite. Nobody walks into your house. When was the last time somebody walked into your house? How about the Nish? Rus? Say that. Say the Echanami. So you got a problem. Because Bizman name is nobody walks into your house. You got the head of a challah, Pesach Pesuach, the Shusha Rabbi. Oh, but comes along the Chazanish. Boy said, it's a Mordika. You see what the Chazanish is? A Mordika make him. The Chazanish is a Mordika make him. The Chazanish is a Mordika. I want to cook you the Lashon. Eimas HaRabim Olov Beteva. When a person has a door that's open, even if it's fully unlocked, a person is naturally scared. And I'll bring you a riot, a positive riot. If I give you $10,000 cash, put it on your dining room table, close the door and don't lock it, and say, it will be okay. Are you going to be happy with that? Stop or not. Are you going to lock that door? Why are you locking the door? Nobody comes in. What if nobody comes in? Terrence is, maybe. As they say in Chazanish, in Cain, we have a problem of a Zukma Meister, Rabbi Poiskim, the Binyan Tzion, Rav Scheinberg passing this way, Rav Moshe passing this way, Rabbi Zalman passing this way, that La Locha Le Meister, we say that if you have a matzah where people don't come into your door, for example, you've got no family members that just barge in, nobody comes into your house, then maybe you lost the head of Pesach Pesuach Lashus HaRabim, and maybe it's going to be offer to simply close your door and keep it unlocked. But when I spoke to Rav Zalobach about this, he tied his Lekuli Alma will be maskim. Lekuli Alma will be maskim. If you have your door slightly open, that's going to be mutar lekul alma. Because when you have a door slightly open, it's kind of an invitation, please come in. And made if that's the case, I'm never choshish for Isurim over there. As I stayed over there, that better if a person can do that. So maybe when a person's in a matzav of yichud, right, we'll explain in a minute when it applies, he's in a matzav of yichud, what does he do? The best eitzav would be Pesach, Pesuach, Pesuach, L'Rishus HaRabi. Okay. Pesach Pesuach, no? Pesach Pesuach, no? The size of it works, you have to know the matzah. Depending if your hallway, nobody ever goes in there, b'chlal. You have to know if you're on the high floor, low floor, depends if your neighbors are away. You have to know the matzah of your apartment building, whatever, b'chule, and maybe you have to be careful. Now, there's a shayla by Gaspar. What's the halacha by Liboy Gaspar, right? You're in the house, famous man with the shviga. Oh, I hope that the shviga is a Liboy Gaspar. As a mela, you have to be careful over here. Because Pesach Pesuach, which was a rabbin, the fee the Bruke Yosef, the fee Rabbeinu Yerucham, the fee many poiskim. There's no heta of Pesach Pesuach Lashus HaRabim by a Liboy Gaspar. It doesn't work bechlal. Now, you have to know, it's not a Taz. The Taz being the Tosfos and Shabbos after Gimel Amud Aleph, Palti Ben Laish, Ayin Shom Nuraya. And the Medrash tells us what's the time of its mutter. Because there's a major machlokes in the poskim. If Pesach Pesuach Rosh Rabbim, Rabbi say you're in the house with your mother-in-law, you're in the house with your sister-in-law, whatever it may be, and maybe you have someone that you libo gaspo, it's a major shine in the poskim if libo gaspo helps by Pesach Pesuach Rosh Rabbim, a big, big machim if you most poskim to be machmir. Now, two major etarim in Pesach Pesuach Rosh Rabbim. Is Dor Shabi Nerov in David Mishorim Chelik Aleph Simen Hei. Says that Shabi Nerov a Muyu Digazah. Says that Shabi Nerov that Pesach Mosurah Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Ad Kan means that have a door open or closed and unlocked, whatever you want to call it. A Bezuk that Shabi Nerov. If I have somebody that has the key and this person could come in whenever they want, Simen Meila, this is the Kabbalah of Pesach Mosurah Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Because what does it mean? It has to be that someone's going to come in. Here I've got someone coming in. Maybe. So it should be Nerov. This is the head of Pesach Mosurah Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Oh, so the took my mission started with Truman Hoggers in Cain. We found a mudicator for the babysitter problem. We mentioned last week, it's not a major problem with babysitters. You get a woman babysitter, a girl babysitter in your house, and you have a boy over the age of 9. You have a boy over the age of 9, you've got Masav Yichud, right? So, about this other heterium that we spoke out, oh, but here this head is the best. If you give the neighbor the key and you tell the babysitter, by the way, the neighbor's got the key, they can come whenever they want. Two, three times a night they sometimes come, right? So it has to be richtig, obviously, right? They have to sometimes take a come. If they don't come bakhla, the second time the babysitter come, they realize, oh, right, what tricks are you playing over here? Oh, but the essence of this, if they take a come, you tell the neighbors, come inside. Just open the door and go inside. The neighbor, and the main of the babysitter sees, stand as a gazah. As a man, people should rob, it's a mutik heta, or Pesach was to rob, so I told this reason, this somebody asked me, Shari and Yichud. I told him, give the key to the neighbor, tell the neighbor, take it to come inside. Mutik heta. Okay. And therefore what? One last kula also. I've got more to go on, but Rav Moshe is a mudika chiddush. What happens if somebody comes to the door and they knock on the door? Now, the Moshe, when someone knocks on the door, derech eretz says you have to open. And if you don't open, they're going to be a little bit suspicious what's going on in there. So the main is Rav Moshe. That's also pesach b'surah shul rabbim. Mami zadoi, it can be totally locked, bolted, or if somebody knocks on rings the bell and you have to answer. Now you have to know this, Rav Moshe only applies the chayra to a matziv where someone has to answer, right? If you don't have to answer because you could be sleeping, you could be on the bathroom, you could be whatever, so maybe you've got no heter. Rav Moshe is talking about a case where they know you're in and they know you're there and they know you're awake and they're knocking and thinking, why is it not answering? But maybe through Rav Moshe you've got a heter of Pesach Pesuach Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. This number one, Pesach Pesuach Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Number two, the Nagi Yehuda, the Marisham, a Mudik Chiddush. Lav dafka, do you need a Pesach? Lav dafka, a door has to be open. Who are in a window? What happens if you have a window in the house, a window in the shop, a window in the car, for example? All of these things are considered to be Pesach Pesuach the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Why? Because what's the vote of Pesach Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? I'm not going to do anything. Why? Because everybody can see. So might not mean if it's a door or if it's a window. As they passed in the Maisa, the Marisham, as they passed in the Maisa in Noidib Yehuda over there. Imke. That's the head of a car. The car is no, there's no shayla v'yechav b'chla. Because when you go, you've got windows all around. Or if you're in a shop, and you're the only one that you walk inside, a woman over there, there's nobody else coming in b'chla. Or if there's a window of the shop, no yechav b'chla. You're in an office, and this office has a window. There's no yechav b'chla, right? But what about a case like this? Video cameras. What's a video camera, halach of a video camera? So tell us, a video camera l'choyra has a tzad to be machmi, and a tzad to be meikul. Tzad to be meikul is a zoy. I was in contact with an old man in Beit Shemesh. And this man was telling me he wants to get himself a carer. Right? Nebuchadnezzar has got no wife. He needs someone to cook. He needs someone to clean the house, whatever. He needs to get a woman carer. So he asked me, what's going to do with Yichud? So I told him I've got a very expensive but a very, very good Acer. And he liked it very much. And that's what he did. He put video cameras, right? Little video cameras in every single room in his house. And his daughter, who lives down the road somewhere over there in Beit Shemesh, she has the screens to these things. So she calls mum whenever she wants, can see. And really, he doesn't know when she's in, when she's not in. And really, he's got the heta of Pesach Pesuach Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But on Tzad Acher, he's got a Tzad to be Machmir. Because if you have a house, or you have an office, and this office or a house has a screen that you can see whoever's coming in the front door, you just lost Pesach Pesuach Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Because the whole heta of Pesach Pesuach, someone's going to walk in, and what are they going to find out? Or if I see who's coming in, really, I lost the heta of Pesach Pesuach Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. I have to tell you, I was speaking last week to somebody that deals with Bali Tshuvas. And he told me he deals with a private investigator for an American police academy who's going back to America very shortly. And he realized he's got the following problem. He may investigate people. He intended Mamish and Rabbis and Maisa Shoy last week. This is what he told me. He investigates people, often women. He sits in the room by himself, him and the woman. American law tells you only one other woman is allowed in the room together. So maybe he's got Matzah of Yichud over there. So I told him, no, Adam, Stomim, this is the Matzah, that either they're going to have video cameras, the Stomim in the room, they have a video camera in case of violence or whatever. So maybe they've got a video camera, someone's looking. Or often they have these windows, I think, like this, maybe, and someone can see inside, even though you can't see that side. As a man, is the father, no shiner over there of Yichud. Okay, let me get invited. Who has, you know, basically had tinted windows in the car? What happens if they had tinted windows in the car? Right? What's the halacha? They've got curtains in the car. Is that a shiner of Yichud? About the niche, you know why? Because you can see the driver. Close man, you can see the driver driving. So many, he's like standing by the window. And by the way, I have to tell you, is the million the keitsa. If someone is stuck, what's that lock if you realize, oh, fine, I'm in a matter of yichud. What am I meant to do? So one option is, jump out the window. That's the boss. The other option is, you put yourself by the window. If you put yourself by the window, what happens? And that pesach v'suach, which was her rabbi, the feet of the day, the feet of the barisham, it's got a murder keheta. It's a kabbalah keheta, but it's back of the window. What? On the highway with the cars. There's all other people there. Mama Shushu's a rabbi. And you see everybody over there. See, middle of the night. There's nobody there. It's Gavina Meister. Someone just told me last week with a labor coach who was called at 4 o'clock in the morning to go out. The husband said, I'm not letting him go till 6 o'clock till it gets light. Now, either he didn't know Hilchos Yechud, or the other option is, Mustom of the Rose over there was a place that no one ever saw, no one ever sees you, it's a place that no one ever goes. And then it's about Yechud, but if you're in a highway and there's cars all over, it's not even a Mustom of Yechud Bechlau. We have to finish. Mostly we have to finish with two last things. If anyone doesn't mind, it's possible to finish off the Inyonim. It's a very, very important Inyon Zazoy. What's the halacha of a Shomer? And this for Essen is very, very, very important heter. What's the halacha with a Shomer? It's not a Rambam. The Rambam says that a woman is not allowed to have Yichud with a lot of men unless the wife of one of them is over there. That's at all, I don't understand. You don't have to hold on to men. But what happens if the wife is there? The wife is there, what does that help us out? What about all the other men? What about everybody else that's there? Zog de Beis Yosef, a tremendous Yeshayda Pidus Rambam. Zog de Beis Yosef, if I have this woman and she has her husband there, she's zicha not going to be Mizana in front of her husband. Zog de Beis Yosef, say if this woman over here is not going to be Mizana because she's got a husband there, so she's a shomer for everyone else in the room. And so Mela, Pidus Rambam, we have a tremendous Yisrael. If I have somebody in the room who is allowed to be there as Yichud, Mela, they're going to shomer on everybody. They're going to allow the Yichud to take place, they're going to stop, cancel all the Yichud that's going on. And I'll give you some examples. And by the way, this helps for the Begatbar, this helps for Ishto, for Oskar Noshim, it helps for a Porus. No, not Gemina. A Shomer is Gevaldik. What's the number one Shomer? Husband and a wife? Once you've got a husband and wife there, there's no Shomer Yichud with everybody else in the room. That's double posh. Number two, Baal of the Ein. You have one woman over there, she's got her husband in the Ein. He's around the area. So mainly he's a Baal of the Ein, she's got a Baal of the Ein, she's allowed to be there. Once she's allowed to be there, everybody else is also allowed to be there. There's no Yichud Bechlal. Who had him? If you've got family members, we said last time, a person's allowed to have Yichud with his mother, with his grandmother, even with his sister. So mainly if you have, let's say, a brother and a sister, and lots of other people, there's no Yichud Bechlal. A father and a daughter, no Yichud Bechlal. So maybe everyone else is no Yichud. Right, I'll give you an example, right? A person's allowed, two girls, they want to go and study in a house. But they want to go study for the test in the house. The only problem is the wife's gone out, and only the father's home. And the mother no Yichud, because you've got a father and a daughter, and you've got a friend. It's the mother no problem before. La Fouquet, by the way, people do not realize this case. What about a case like this? You go and pick up a 2.5, 3-year-old daughter from Ghana. You pick her up and send it, and your wife calls you, do me a favor, I'm not home right now. Go and pick up her friend with you, right? 3-year-old girl. You take them home, and both say, this is Yichud. Yichud Gomor. Why is it Yichud Gomor? Because we said that a man with an over 3-year-old girl is by the Yichud. And you've got no Shomer Bechlal. Even if it's your own daughter, she's too young to be a Shomer, as we'll see in a minute. And the minute it's by the Yichud. We've always said your own daughter over there. Again, it's not Adair Tehmer, Pesach Besuach, and Ishtiimah, depending on the Masav. I'm just giving you the Masav. There is a Masav of Yichud Etzem. Okay. Let me go back. And the last one, before we get to children, the Gemara Kedushin is the Gemara Yevamos Kutidalit. The Gemara Yevamos says, the Gemara Kedushin also, Be'alim says, you've got women, Ishim Shusain Zedzeh, right? You've got a daughter-in-law and a mother-in-law. A daughter-in-law and a mother-in-law, so I'm not saying anything, of a daughter-in-law and mother-in-law, they don't like each other, there's a sinner over there, they state the Chazal as a Mela. If they're allowed to be in Yichud, they allow everybody else to be in Yichud, right? A sister and her sister-in-law, it's the same thing. It's not Chacham Sofer that talks about this, Epsi Tainus, Epsi Stonagir, Bismaneinu, but the Maisa it is, he says, it blames about it, it's also Tainu. If you have a woman, right, and her daughter-in-law there, Yichud doesn't apply to anybody else in the room. A woman and her sister-in-law there, Yichud doesn't apply to anybody else in the room. What about kids, Rabbi Sai? What about kids? Are kids allowed to be a Shomer for anybody else? So the Mishnah, the Gemara and Kedushin that pay out of... Again? Chazal shtei nisazazach. Chazal shtei nisazazach. Lama gaim baita. The Maaseh, the Gemara tells us in Kedushin. The Gemara says that a child is allowed to be a Shomer for two adults. For a man and a woman in Yichud together, I can have a child. The Shaila is, how old does the child have to be? Sug the Shulchan Aruch. In Eved Ezra, Simuchot Basic Yud, it has to be that the child is Yodea Tam Bia, she knows what's going on in Bia, or Ba'enu Miseris Atma Lebia. She doesn't give herself over. Now, the obvious question is, what's going on in Bia? Because we said before, that a Maisa with a man, with a girl over the age of 3, is about the Yichud. And here I'm telling you, there's an age over here that matters Yichud. She's allowed to be a Shomer all of a sudden of Yichud. What's the pshat? Zug the Beis Shmur Beis Boshut. Zug the Beis Shmur Gavaldi. Because Beis Shmur when a man is together with a girl, so there's a chashash of oinus. He's going to manage her. Although over here, when you've got another adult there, I'm not chashash for oinus b'chlau, because the adult is there. Mimela, she could be a Shomer. Why could she be a Shomer? Because the woman's not going to do anything. She's going to be nervous that this girl over here is going to go around in the shuk telling everyone what she saw. She's your dead tambia. She doesn't aim herself at one a bit, but she's your dead tambia. As a mela, a girl is allowed to be a Shomer, even for two people in Yichud. So the shayla is, what's the age of the girl? Now, but I have to tell you, there is no hachra in the poskim in this inyan. I'm going to give you some of the days. If a person comes on, how much of you should ask a shayla? Number one, a girl. What's the age of a shomer? So there is a shita hamatna that says 3 years old. Most poskim do not go with this mahalach. Most poskim holds the erech somewhere between 5 and 8. Why? The bishlomer says the age of a girl to be a shomer is the age she's embarrassed to stand orim in front of other people. Now, which age? And the revolt attacker says that this is the ikel alocha. As a male, Fidus Beis Shleima, Fidus Rabosna, that a girl that's embarrassed, it can be 5, it can be 6, it can be 7, maybe even 8 sometimes, up till 9, she's a Shaiva. Once you get to 9, she can't be a Shaiva because once you get to 9, she's going to be a Be'etzer. As a male, I vow it's going to be awesome. How about a boy? Now, a boy is a mudik azach. If you look at some of the Heintika poiskim, and even if you ask poiskim, you will find the most tremendous mistake that people made, and it's based on one thing. There's one chosh of the Seif in Hilchus Yichud that was written, a very chosh of the Seif in Hilchus Yichud, that made one little mistake. And he quotes over there Chacham Sofer, and he says that Chacham Sofer holds by a boy can be a shomer for 5 years old, as I say in Chacham Sofer. Now, what happens afterwards, and this, by the way, is the mahalach of Roy Kitzes for him, is that he made a mistake, so maybe he, all the way down the line, and all the poskim that you'll ask, I'll tell you, boy, be'erech, 5 years old could be a shomer. Yeah, the shomer is also a shomer. Now, you have to, this is why we say, you can't trust Kitzes for him, except for one, of course. But be'etzim, you can't trust Kitzes for him. You have to be careful, they all made one mistake, and made everybody a mistake down the line. So, may I say, what is the age of a boy could be a shomer? Is there a Sidri Taira? The Sidri Taira says Be'erech 6, the Chazanish says Be'erech 7, Roy poskim in the case, the place in the Matna say from 9 years old. From 9 years old, a boy can be a shomer. Again, our poison that I'll make it even from 5 sometimes, and zikha from 6, 7, 8, you can zikha be maker that the child is a shomer, and then you can take him along, he could be in the matzav, and there's no shalat yichud b'chlal, no shalat yichud b'chlal. Now, that's by the way why the Gemara only mentioned tinoikesh. The Gemara, when it came to Hilchos Shomer, never said a word about a boy being a shomer, only a girl being a shomer. What's the pshat? They posh it. Because once a boy is the age of 9, he's a man. Once he's a man, 2 men, 1 woman, it's anyway mutter. You don't have to mention it, b'chlal. As a male, when a boy is at that age, he can zikha be a shomer. But again, you have to know, he doesn't have to be in the room mamash, he could be nearby, he could be in the next room, it's also good. And a male, this only applies by day. Shomim do not apply by night, b'chlal. Now, let's go to Rabbi Rabbosai very, very quickly, because I'm sorry that we're late, is over some of the ikka cases that I know come up very, very often. And there's number one, cars. Cars, as we said, mafurish, is be'etzim not a matzah of yichud, because again, windows all over the place. Oh, but you have to know it's moving again for chasna kala that are going somewhere, wherever it may be, that be'etzim, if you're in a matzah where it's dark at night, and there's nobody around, and there's no streets, and there's no people in houses looking over, just about there could be a shayla of yichud, and maybe you have to take the appropriate steps to come onto the different attain that we spoke about. Number two. Again?
if no one's looking around, what's out to open the window? Even if you're not in the car, it's a matzav yichad, everyone's around. Weiter.
Elevators. Lifts. What's the halacha with lifts? Again, I'll pay the share of this man of yichad that we said originally, and absolutely no shine of yichad and a lift bechlau. As though, Shubhat van Hoggers and Moshe Stamberg, as though Shevet Alevi, a time that Reil Hachmeh for different reasons, of kirvus, of hero, v'chule, ein shom, but not our sochus yichad. Let me again weiter. A person is visiting his aunt. He's visiting his great, his wife's grandmother. Right? It's a matzav yichad. What's the heter over there bechlau? Is a family member to have keys that sometimes come in, there's a brother, Pesach B'Shulchan is a rabbi. Who I mean, if you go with another man, there's about two men and one woman, it's also going to be mutter. But otherwise, again, a person has to know there's going to be a shaylat yichud. Number three, a doctor. Now, Rabbi, I have to tell you, there's a major arichas in the poskim. The Ben Moisim, Debs in Rav, the Minchas Yitzchak talks about this in Chelik Zayin, that a vada woman should go to a woman doctor. It's tremendous, terrible advice. I know myself that happened to people that when they went to men doctors, Shem Yirachim. As I say in the poskim, it's mamash a shaylat la'alocha. Scoffing. It's a shayla la'alocha that a woman be'etzim should be going to a woman doctor, not to a man doctor, unless in certain situations with a psak of a rab. Of a be'etzim, if she goes to a man doctor, he's got major shaylat yichud. There's no heter bala be'ir. Why not? Libagasbo, iskrim noshim. You've got no heter pesach b'surah b'surah rabbin. Because often when the doctor's in there, nobody's allowed inside. Even the secretary has to knock before and he has to get permission to come in. But maybe you lost the heter bala be'ir. You lost the heter pesach b'surah b'surah rabbin. So what's the heter to go inside? So the mindset, some person got to say, you've got to take a kid with you. You've got to take a child, a boy or a girl, that's the age of a shayla that we mentioned before, and the mela, then achanami, that will matter the yichud. If not for that, you've got yourself big problems, or ask someone to come into the room, or go with your husband, or go yourself. Right up. Workers in the house, Rabbi Yisai, you have workers in the house, if you have two kosher yidin, like we said, there's about it, there's no shayla, yichud b'chlau, two kosher yidin are okay. Ba'al of e, the etzim lefi roi v'poskim will be mutter. So as long as you're around, you could come home sometime. That's a brother will be het or ba'al of e. And if you keep the door open, that people can come inside. That's a good, and especially there's kids in the house that are of the age of yich or of shomer, that could also be good. If you're in the house with a cleaner or in the house with their mother-in-law, so really you also have to be very careful in these things because you've got no het or all. Even ishti imah is a great shayla. Even pesach posua is a shayla. Leave the door open, but she's a gaspo. Libo gaspo, we said, the major machloek at poskim if it works by pesach. So maybe the person has to take the necessary steps to know what's going on, how he's allowed to be venus manim in the house with his mother-in-law, how he's allowed to be a house with his cleaner, all of these zakhans of me major shaylas of yichud. Babysitters. A person gets a babysitter, girl babysitters come in, and there's a boy, so if the boy is under 9, if he's over 9, then about it there's a shayla of yichud. However, you can get a shomer, you can get a sister. If his sister is there, she's over 5, 6, 7 years old, that's going to be mutter. However, we said the halachas of shomer only apply by day. Once you have by night, any matzav of shomer, you automatically need an extra shomer. You'll need an extra sister to be in the house in order to matter the yichud in that matzav. Rabbi said, we end with this, I'm sorry that it was so late. Rabbi Yonah says, as the Mezik and Mitzvah, Zuk Rabbi Yonah, the Mitzvah of Yirah. Zuk Rabbi Yonah, the Mitzvah of Yirah is connected Kama Vakama Mitzvahs. And he says an example of a Mitzvah of Yirah is a Vada, the Hezhirah that a person has for Hilchos of Yichud.